Oh, not your thing, Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you today? Yeah, a few evenings in a week, every day, you know, every class. Good evening, and then suddenly, good evening. Yeah. So. Did you enjoy the lunch?
Yes.
Is it enough food?
Yes.
Did you try the cake?
Yes.
Is the cake nice?
Yes.
Did you try the big cake?
Yes.
Did you try the small cake?
Yes.
Who tried the small cake? Huh? Only one person. Huh? Do you know the difference? The round color one, the round one, and the square, the rectangular one. How many of you tried the round one? Two of you, three of you. Ah, okay. The one that is yellowish or I think creamy inside. Is it nice? Okay only. The one from Baker something one. Yeah. A student, is it a task one? I don't know. A student got it for me. Then, but I cannot finish the whole cake myself. So I kept it until today. I mean, just a few days. I kept it in the fridge. Yeah. So I brought it over. Yeah. Luckily, I took out the macaron. Yeah, there were two macaron. I took out one. Then just now I saw one macaron lying on the table. Oh no, on the plate. Yeah. In the end, I didn't get to eat that cake. Yeah, so how is the cake?
The cream was very creamy and thick.
Wow. Is it like cheesecake kind of thing? Oh, then that is the square one.
The other one is the hazelnut one with coffee, right?
Oh, okay. So you are okay. So correct. So what is outside?
That's the cake that I never eat.
No. Correct. So what is that cake?
The cake.
Yeah.
The dark chocolate side.
The dark chocolate is outside, right?
No, outside is a cream that's light color.
Oh.
Inside is dark black. Like.
But there's a outer layer that is dark brown, Or the top layer.
Yeah. No, I think it's not
something. Oh. Okay, but...
It's a long time. She said it's Sifu bought the cake.
I brought the cake. I didn't buy the cake. Then in the end, I never get to eat. I hope you like it.
Yeah, but I would prefer the fake one.
算了便宜还卖光. You all may be wondering like, oh, no, Sifu, cannot even finish your food, you know, still have to tapao, still thinking about the cake. Yeah, actually no big deal lah. Yeah, eat inside. Yeah. It's not a big deal to me. But it is a big deal to those who offered. Yeah. So many times, you dare to say attachment lah. Yeah, but this is not the time to highlight that. Yeah. Use that on yourself. Don't use that on other people. Is it the reason why I sometimes am quite particular about this? It's not because I really need to eat that chocolate cake or eat that particular dish. It's because of consideration for every single individual who brought the food. Yeah. Because like they had kindness in mind, you know, to offer. Then in the end, Sufu never eat the food. They will feel very bad. Yeah. So out of compassion, keep this in mind. All of you pay attention, don't look at your phone. Sometimes I look around, then some of you, well, don't know doing what. Must pay attention. Yeah. These are the gold nuggets, no? Yeah. We sometimes think, how do I practice Dharma? How do I cultivate? How do I accumulate merits? In small little acts, in this way. Yeah. In small little acts, in this way. Yeah. It's really out of consideration for them. Yeah. So, like today, when Man Singh arrived, and then he looked at my bowl, he's like, oh, so you haven't eaten. I said, I've eaten already. I said, there's still so much. It's totally full. So I finished as a bit of everything, of as much as I can find of everything in my bowl. I will dig through. Then I decided today, I shall have just sufficient. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, sometimes after lunch, then you see me meditating. So giving and taking, taking and giving. Okay, who is new here today? On my left, anybody who is here for the first time or has never introduced yourself, 从此招来. I think the lady in purple, have you introduced before? Have you introduced before? Never, right?
Second time.
Oh, but have
I
you?
I was here for the retreat.
Ah, yeah, for the retreat, right? Yes. So tell us your name.
Liz.
Huh? Liz. Ah, so how do you get to know about this group?
I think I spoke to you.
Ah, yes. I'm asking you so you can tell them, not tell me. Yeah, welcome, welcome.
Here to learn more, thanks.
Ah, sorry?
Here to learn more.
Very good.
I'm trying to keep it strong.
Okay. Yeah, welcome, welcome. Who else? Let me see. On my left, I think the rest are all season parking holders. On my right, hello. Second time. So have you introduced? Yes, sir. Why are you in a wheelchair today? Pass her the mic, lah. Yeah. You had a surgery recently?
Yeah.
Are you okay now?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you have to have a surgery?
Tumor removed, so they put in a metal plate.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, how many more months or weeks?
2 months of hospitalization.
Ah, okay. Do you come alone?
Yeah, my hubby dropped me off.
Then he just go off?
Yeah.
有没有良心啊,这些人? And can one of you please sit next to her? Like, you know, already on wheelchair, then sit all alone by herself. Huh? Can some one of you come forward and sit next to her, please? I know it's okay for you, not okay for me. Hey, 师父开口了,你们还在那边? Come. Come forward. Sit next to her, ma, accompany our sister. Yeah. And turn around, turn 45 degrees. Otherwise, after that, you have to go for another therapy for your neck. Yeah. See? Over here, better than airlines. Airlines cannot shift the seat. Here, you can change. Right? Better, right? Then you can see the screen and look at Sifu. Can turn around and hello, then. Yeah. Okay, ah? Yes. Yeah, don't wait until you go overseas, then see people without a toilet, then build toilet, then you think, oh, I'm so compassionate. Yeah. You see someone, anytime you see someone sitting by themselves, go and sit with them. Say, hello, are you here alone? Why are you here alone? Yeah. Have you had your lunch? Yes. Do you join us for lunch?
Yeah.
at home. Then your hubby come drop you off and tell him, stay with you next time.
Oh.
Okay. 诶, 今天你有点吵哦。 啊，这招厉害啊！ Every week okay， 然后我又讲一下，哇，哎哎哎，parenting is like that， you know。 Every day you scream and shout， the child are bo heal 的。Once in a while， 哎，then they， oh， okay， okay。 Okay， who else is new here today？ Who else is new？ 啊，yes， 来，pass her the mic。哎 ，hello， 来，陶晴，这个靠，yes， tell us your name.
Hi, everyone, I'm Vicky.
Yes.
New here today.
Yes.
Let's be here. Here with my daughter and with my mother.
Where's your mother? Like, mother, don't be shy. Let everybody look at you. Yeah. So, how about your daughter? What is your daughter's name? Hello, daughter. Wow. I tell you, Vicky, 我们真有缘了。 Yeah. Hey, daughter, what's your name? What's your name?
Emily.
Huh? Emily, huh? Yeah. How old are you, Emily? 4 years old? 10, 10 years old. Wow, big girl already. Where are you working? This is my standard tease. Where are you working? Huh? What? Hey, mommy, you must poke the mic at her mouth. It's okay. Welcome all of you. Yeah. Emily is a very good girl. Yeah, she come to the Buddhist library and learn Dharma. And then come for SGC with the mummy. Emily, I give you one homework. Very simple. Every day, pour a glass of water or a cup of water for a mummy. Can? Okay, very good. Wow, she nodded her head. Well done. Give her a round of applause. Mm. Okay, who else is here for the first time? Ah, there's a gentleman. Hey, is it gentleman or lady? Ah. Boy or girl? Girl, boy, right? Looks, yeah. Your features is quite nice, so I thought. Because now these girls also have short hair. I mean, I don't mean to be rude, Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Terry.
Yeah. How do you come to know about this group?
Vicky's my sister, so it's my mom.
I see. Welcome. Oh, yeah, look alike. Yes. Okay, who else is here for the first time? Mm. Oh, Terry, luckily your voice is manly. no mistake. Okay, so welcome to SGC, where we have a bit of short puja and short chanting, short puja and chanting, then short meditation and not so short dharma sharing. So, hey, Vicky, what is your mom's name? Jenny. Yes. Yeah. That day we had a discussion because Jenny is more Chinese helicopter. But most of them kantang. So I will use mostly English, but today you are lucky. Why? Because today. Chinese text, can I will speak a bit of, I will explain a bit with English, a bit of Chinese here and there. What is today's date? 19th of
August.
Yes. Very good. Make sure that we are. 只有你会喊吗？我也会喊哦。 actually, it's actually very, very good to see the kids having so much fun. Yeah. Can you imagine if the kids come to the temple and then, you know, then, I call like that, then, jialat. Yeah. To me, it is because you are friendly enough. That's why they can play so happily. Yeah, if all of you, like they play a bit, then you, they play a bit. Then next week, even the mother drag, yeah, they will just chain themselves to the bed. Ah, oh, I'm not going. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's actually good. So today we are going to learn something called the 5-foot reflection. So those who attended the lunch earlier, if you came early enough, well, today we started late. So that means if you come late enough, you wouldn't sit here. But in the formal puja, we will do the puja and then do offering to the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas. In our monastery, we even do offering to the Arahants. Then after that, there'll be some verses. And after the first chanting is over, then the lead monk will recite a certain verse. And it goes like this. Fo zi ti zi si cun wu guan san xin za hua xin shi nan xiao zu shi wen qing shen ge zhen nian a mi tuo fo. So inside there's mention about shi chun wu guan. Yeah, so shi shi wu guan. That means the 5 reflection that one should have while partaking in the meal. This was given by the Buddha. In the Theravadan tradition, when I was in US, I visited one of the Ajahn Chah's, well, not subsidiary. It'd be funny if I say Ajahn Chah's subsidiary. The affiliated Thai forest monastery called Abhayagiri. Yeah, so that is in US, Ukiah, the northern part of San Francisco. So they actually have the verse in English translated, and they will recite. Let me see if that I can remember. Wisely reflecting, I will take alms food, not for fun, not for pleasure, not for intoxication, but for the nourishment and maintenance of this body, thinking task, may I live comfortably and not give rise to new feelings of greed through overeating, reflecting wisely, may I live the holy life blamelessly. Wow, so many years have not recited this. This have been reciting. So, in the Chinese tradition, we translated to Chinese. Then in the Western tradition, they translated the Pali to English. And then they kind of codify it a bit. Yeah. So this 5 reflection. Hey, 配合一点的今天. 怎么样? 为什么不要让他去后面玩? 让他去后面玩嘛. So there are 5 reflections. Yeah. And so in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, the refectory, that means the dining hall, is also known as Wu Guan Tang. The hall of 5 reflection. Yeah, Wu Guan Tang. Yeah, so the first, actually these are self-explanatory. Yeah, but I will do some background explanation. So the first, 济公多少量比来处? So, 济公多少量比来处? So, the subtext here, 为此时垦殖收获，这个是消磨还是什么？然后淘汰催逐。 Yeah, so basically, the whole... Oi, 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 拍死啊! 哇,大肥我厉害! never mind, let him cry. Hello, hello, 来! Eyes forward. It's okay. Yeah. Huh? How come there's another big baby? Let him cry. Yeah. See how well you all can concentrate. Yeah. This place, 这边都是要出生人的. If you can listen to Dharma over here, anywhere else you can listen to Dharma. this is a high training school. And if you can teach Dharma here, I can teach Dharma anywhere. Hey, don't go out! Cannot go out! Leave him behind. if you can give a talk here, you can give a talk anywhere. 济公多少量比来数? So, this 济公, 这个公, this is referring to the effort. The effort of... If the kids are going down, must be careful, because once you open the door, it, you know, the staircase go all the way down. Yeah. Later you hear, pop, 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 pop. then no more crying. Amitabha. So this gong is referring to the effort. Yeah. Of preparation. So, In the these verses, this 垦殖 and so on and so forth, the first part deals with the process of producing the raw materials. The second part is the post-production, including sieving, including preparing the raw materials to cook. Yeah, the whole process. Yeah, this is just summarized. Yeah, this verse up to, let me see, up to this part comes from, if I don't recall wrongly, comes from the 大智度论. 大智度论. 大智度论 is one of the commentary on the Mahaprajna Paramita Sutra. Yeah, so this is raw materials preparation, and this is the cooking part. So, 济公多跟少, yeah. So, consider how much effort has been put in, especially in modern day Singapore, nowadays you don't even have to go out. You just take out your phone, call Grab Food, call Grab Eat, call Food Panda, and then they will deliver within 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And if they are late, then they may even have to give you a discount. So increasingly, we are divorced from the production process. Increasingly, we are living like heavenly beings. Yeah, but our merits is not so high, so it's not instant yet. Yeah, in the sutra, it described that the heavenly beings, those that is in the sensual desire realm, they still, you know, consume raw food, or some kind of raw food, but they don't have to go and farm. They don't have to do anything. They just think, dong, the food arise. But the quality of the food depends on the quality of the individual's merits. Yeah. So ours, we're getting there. We just think. Then after that, your app, ding, then ding dong, your food is here. So as a result, sometimes we become so divorced from the process, we tend to forget. Yeah. So this is very interesting because in the Buddha's time, or even when Buddhism spread to China, they are not so divorced from that process. And yet, the Buddha's advice to the monks, you must consider what goes on behind. In a way, for the... How? 给你一点. 你要怎么样你... 你们今天是... 菜馆的时候... 没关系哦. So, in the Buddha's time, the monks don't really cook themselves. Yeah, they go on alms round. Yeah, so, in that context, the Buddha advised them, you just go on alms round, people give you food. Yeah, but don't think that it comes easy. You should consider how much effort has been put in beforehand. Yeah, but many of them do know. For example, some of them were in, I mean, they all live in the agrarian society. So whether they directly work in the farm or not, they know how difficult. So this for them serves as a reminder. Yeah, not to take the food trivially. But it becomes especially true today for us. Because if you ask any kids, they barely know how food comes about. There's this joke, internet joke, about how in future, perhaps even now, yeah, that kids, if you ask them to draw a chicken, they will draw a hamburger. Or they will draw KFC, only the wings. Yeah. So when they actually see a real chicken with feathers, they're like, what is that? Yeah. When we were kids, we go to the zoo. And sometimes, except when we go to the zoo when we were kids, it was to look at tiger lah, elephant lah, because outside you cannot see ma. Then you go past some parts, got chickens, like, why is there a chicken in the zoo? You know? But now these kids, when they, wow, what is that? It's a big deal for them. Yeah. So, we are so divorced from reality in a way. Yeah, even in terms of food. Yeah. As a result, sometimes when we consume food, we may not see the whole picture, and then we don't appreciate the food as much. We are concerned about how it looks, whether it's Instagram ready, the lighting. Don't block the shadow, don't block the light, shadow. We spend more time taking the photo than appreciating what goes on behind the photo. Yeah. So, 所费功夫甚多, that's much effort. It's not just the person who drive the scooter, who drive the bike, sending the food over. It's not even simply the person who cook. Yeah, so many countless individuals, including those truck drivers, who deliver the food, the grains. Yeah, a lot of auxiliary persons and staff working behind to bring about what? Just simple food. Yeah, simple food. We're not talking about, exquisite food, some special restaurant, then requires a lot of effort. Even you just go to the hawker center, order a very simple plate of cha bee hoon, that takes a lot of resources, actually. Yeah. So, this is the first part. The second part comes from, I think, if I don't recall wrongly, the Seng Qi Li, one of the Vinaya commentary. So, over here, Qie. Yeah, so front part. Given that there's so much effort put in. Wait, hang on. Her mommy is called Jenny. Jenny, 听得懂吗? 到目前可以哦. 因为有华语哦. 不懂你就举手. 我没有看到你, 你就丢东西. 还不懂你就好像他们这样喊. OK啊? 然后你如果有些东西不知道, 你就问你的孩子. 你的孩子很灵了, 看他这样子, 好, OK吗? OK啊? So, in front, talk about the preparation, then, 且, besides, besides that, what else? 施主, 简其妻子之分啊。Now here there's some context there's some assumptions here. So 妻 not 妻子啊，妻子。Yeah, if you look at the original text, it's not 妻子啊。When we say 妻子，哦 ，no， 是 calling 呢啊 ，girls last time 是 calling 啊，好不容易哇 ，today got chicken rice， then the husband go and dana away. yeah, here when we say 妻子，in today's context, sometimes is the 妻子 go and dana away, then the 丈夫 cannot eat 啊。So it's 妻 is wife, and this is son or child. Yeah, so.Why is that the case? So, there would be cases where the husband is pious, and then actually, you know, when the monks come, they want to offer, so have to take from somebody's portion. So, whether it's from themselves, or the wife, or the child, it's actually coming from somebody. Coming from somebody. You think about it, anytime you all do a dana,whether it's 200,000 or $2, or even 20 cents, it's yours to begin with, correct or not? And you can use it anywhere and any way you want. But you choose not to use it, but you do the offering. When those devotees, early on, you all bring whatever food you all bring, whether you cook yourself or you buy it and bring it,you can easily just eat yourself. But you choose to come, bring it over, offer to Shu Fu, share with others. That's why when I'm going through the food list, I always keep on insisting, you all must make sure get the donors, if they are present, to come and do the serving. Yeah, I know it's very troublesome, this Shu Fu, very troublesome one. Yeah, but you all must always go and sit down. Sometimes at night, nothing to do, right? Don't always look at YouTube. Sometimes nothing to do, sit down and think. Why Shi Fu so 麻烦? Shi Fu is 麻烦 not just to satisfy himself or just to make life difficult for you. I have good reasons. Yeah? The person put in so much effort, then the last part, maybe the person didn't know we are starting, then we didn't put in that last part of the effort to call them to come and do the serving. So...Susa. Yeah, so 且施主, so this 施主 refers to the giver, and in today's context can be guy, can be girl, can be anyone. Yeah, so this is the donor. Yeah, 布施的施, so 主, he's the one who decide to give. Yeah, 减其妻子之分. Yeah.So, 为求福而施, yeah. Again, for many people, when we give, we may not consciously think of, gaining merits. Yeah, but this is the fact. Yeah, it's like, you may not study to get A. Yeah, maybe you study for joy, because you like the subject. Maybe you like the teacher, you find the teacher very kind, so you have strong affinity, so you learn. Or maybe because of a friend, you study.But as long as you study, you get good grades. Yeah, similarly, you may not think specifically, for the sake of merit, then you give. Yeah, but I observed this, and I learned this from Bhante. Many times when devotees out of the blue do an offering, before the start of the meal, he asks, so what is the occasion? What is the occasion? Why is there this offering? Yeah, I observed this many times. Sometimes...not just Bhante, sometimes other senior monks from other tradition, they also ask this. And it's part of our tradition. Yeah? Don't just, people offer just suka, oh, thank you, mama. yeah. Because sometimes it is with consideration to the giver also. Yeah. When they offer, maybe it is simply, you know,out of kindness, but maybe at this time they are facing some difficulty. Yeah, if we don't ask, they may not feel comfortable to share. Yeah. So when the sangha we ask, so on what occasion is this food offered? Then they may share with us their aspiration. Then we'll do some blessing for them. And maybe if there are some teachings that are suitable for the occasion, then we can share with them also. Oh. So, 为求福而施. So, 故受时时. Yeah, so, 故受时时. So, henceforth, this 故, because of this, because of what? All the reasons above. Yeah, from the start until over here. Yeah, 故. Yeah, 受时时. So, when we are receiving food, at that point in time, 应作此观. Yeah, we should make this reflection, do this reflection. Yeah. So, the first point, 计供多少量比来处, two parts. Yeah, this 量比来处, this be is referring to the food. Yeah. 量比来处, where did it come from? Yeah. Not just from the field, not just from the farm, but this is actually somebody's share. But now it's offered to you. Now it's offered to you. Now, when you all come for lunch gathering, sometimes you all may wonder, how come Shifu go first? Of course, most of you are like, Shifu go first. Yeah. But do you know why Shifu go first? Whether you agree or not, but do you know why? Never mind, I tell you. Yeah, so for one is respect. For two is because the nature of this lunch gathering started off as an offering. Yeah, so about three, four years back, there was the Ulambana offering. So because of the Ulambana offering, at the very start of SGC, then there were a lot of people who participated. So each of them have a goodie bag. Then they offered. Then we in the monastery classroom 5, half the classroom 5 was filled with the offering. So before then, I was over here, and with the Bodhi kids class, 3 to 6 years old, I started a practice with them that every month end, we will get the kids to do a very simple gesture of offering. But usually they'll offer biscuit la, you know, M&M's la, then actually offer me, then I have to offer them again. If I eat all everything, I will get diabetes. Yeah. But it's so lovely, you know, you see all the small little kids, then with the small little hand, then the package is bigger than them. Then it's... Yeah. So when I went back to the monastery, I thought, that's an interesting practice. So when there was the occasion, I suggested for them, because for one, the Ulambana offering was very massive. So if you were to do it every week, every month, wow, it would be mountains of food. Yeah, then Sifu next time cannot go through that door. Yeah, next time I'll be on the wheelchair like you. Except due to overweight. Yeah. So then we decided, okay, let's not do the full massive offering. Because how much toothpaste can I use? How much toothbrush can I use? How much towel, how much shaver can I use? Yeah. So we converted it into food offering. That's how it started. So so that's why Sifu go first. That's why, because it's offered to me. Then after offered to me, then the rest of the food I offer to the rest of you. And then I would also insist the senior go first. Yeah, I've shared this many times. Why should senior go first? Well, they have contributed to many people's well-being. Yeah, they are more knowledgeable in many ways. Of course, today we can say, a lot of people will say, no lah, Sifu, he's very smart. Really? You want to compare yourself with a kid? You think a kid is smarter than you? They may be knowledgeable in some ways, but they don't know what to do with that knowledge, you know? Yeah? I throw the kid and throw you into the forest. Who survived? Maybe the kid survived. The kid quickly called Uber. Yeah. But respect for elders is something that is a beautiful practice, and I feel that it should be advocated. Yeah. Some months back, there was one time, a group of the Dharma school kids, very cute. Yeah. So when it was time to start, wow, they were so excited because they usually start earlier, maybe about 11:15 they started. So that day it was already 11:30, 11:35. So a bunch of them were all so happily, you know, going for the food. Then she would say, "Zhang xian yu hou." Yeah. So elders, seniors shall go first, then juniors will come. Then they were all like, "Huh? Huh? Why?" Yeah. But some of the kids were quite adorable. Yeah. So one of them said, okay, we go." But then there was one of them was super cute. Yeah. She looked at me and asked, "Why? Who are you?" I was like, "Huh?" Oh yeah, super cute. Let me see. Then, so the thing is, what we observe is, children for a long time already, it's not their fault, you know, because they didn't know better also. So it's about advocating this. Yeah. There's no big deal who eat first, really, but it's the mindset behind it. It's the consequence of doing that. You just consider, when it comes to eating, they eat first. When it comes to choosing where to eat, they choose. Everything is centered around them. Then, why are parents coming to us and crying and looking so surprised? "Sifu, why, huh? How come my son, my daughter, like that, huh? So self-centered, huh?" Well, but naturally, right? Yeah. If we have been putting them in an environment where everything is centered around them, yeah, with them as the prime and sometimes only consideration, of course they are going to end up that way for the most part. Yeah. So in the lunch gathering, I kind of like insist. Yeah, I insist on that. Seniors should go first. And then early on, I got some of the boys to pour drinks to offer to the seniors. Yeah. Juniors shouldn't be in a rush to go and get food and then, wow, eat yourself. Yeah. We should consider, how can we serve others? Yeah, especially those who are seniors. So second, 存己得恨, 全却应共. So again, there are two parts. First part, 存己得恨. So this is our virtue and cultivation. So, 存己得恨 is to consider. Early on, considering the food, now you consider yourself being the recipient. What kind of cultivation do you have? What kind of merits do you possess? Yeah. To make yourself worthy of offering. 全缺应供. Whether is it complete? Yeah. There's the three stages of practice, three learnings. Yeah. 戒定慧三学. Yeah. There is all the different teachings given. Have you learned everything you should be learning? Yeah, or at least minimally in a day, have you done some practices? So in a text, so 唯若不作禅诵经, 这个饮, 饮三宝事, 不持戒, 受施则堕. Wow. So 故不宜受施. Yeah, so this, so first we don't look at the 不, 坐禅, 诵经, 饮三宝事. Yeah, this is triple gem. Yeah, this is 持戒. So observe, observing precept. Yeah. So, whether it's doing meditation, reciting of sutra. So, songjing, we usually think of it as song, as chanting, chanting, chanting. Actually, the purpose of songjing is wen. Yeah. Wen suo chen hui. That means to familiarize yourself with the teachings. That's the purpose of songjing. Yeah. In sanbao si. So, to conduct matters pertaining to the triple gem, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Yeah. Up to observing of precepts. That's what a cultivator should be doing. So here it says, Ruo bu. Yeah. If instead one do not do this, yeah, do not do meditation, do not even do any recitation of the teachings, yeah, do not conduct any matters pertaining to the triple gem, do not observe the precepts, yeah, and so on and so forth. This is just in brief. Yeah, there are so many practices. Very cold, is it? Or is it very hot? Oh, cold, okay. You can lower the fan speed. Oh, fan speed is the lowest, huh? No, fan speed. Oh, but you, how come you reply 28? Fan speed is not 28.
Now it's lower already.
Yeah,
it's really lower.
Oh. Now it's
off.
Now it's off. Just off, lah. Yeah.
The one still working.
Whoever is hot, you all can. Whoever is hot, don't complain. Just look at me. So here this is saying, if you minimally you should do some practices, being in the order, that's your role, that's the purpose. Now otherwise, why do you join the sangha? So minimally you should. But if you never even do any of this, then so shi zhe duo. You never do any practices at all, never benefit anyone at all, and then you go and receive alms food, you will fall. Fall where? Fall to the lower realms. Gu bu yi shou shi. Don't anyhow receive. Don't anyhow receive. So, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, at some point, some of the masters, like Bai Zhang Qing Gui, so they set minimally have 5 homework, daily exercises. So morning puja, practices, then the two morning meal, afternoon, lunch meal, then evening. So morning, lunch, then evening. Then in the evening, do the shi shi. That's wu tang gong ke. Zao wang ke. Then you have the 2 meals. Then the, the shi shi. So, but from my teacher's sharing, he says that by that time, the reason why there's these 5 exercises is because at that point in time, it's very bad in China. And there are a lot of people who just, make their way into the monastery, 只是混口饭吃, 真的是混口饭吃. So he said, then at some point, the masters saw that, this is becoming too flagrant, too rampant. And so he, this is not to say, not to drive people away, but for their own good. Out of compassion, the master set down these practices. So my teacher said, that is the minimum. Don't just do the minimum. He says, even if you don't so-called do the morning puja or what, in the Buddha's time, there's no morning puja, evening puja. Because they are supposed to do meditation the whole day. Yeah. Whether they are walking, sitting, standing or lying down, yeah, 行住坐卧, yeah, they are supposed to be doing practices. Yeah. Oh, so, this is part of the reflection. Yeah. Consider, have you done any of these practices? Yeah. Have you done any practice today? If you have not, you want to, you receive the food. That, yeah, you receive food, but that's going to bring you to the lower realms, you know. Yeah. So, 德行若全, 则可应供受食. So this 应供, literally means worthy of offering. But this 应供 has another meaning, which is the meaning of the word arahant. And why? Because arahant is considered, not considered, arahant is completely free of defilements. Yeah, free of defilements. Have done whatever is humanly possible as far as removal of defilements is concerned. As far as the holy life is concerned, an arahant has completed the task. 所做一半不受后有, yeah, has already completed, yeah, finished the whole process already. And so, worthy of offering. The Buddha has one of the epithet also this. Yeah. So here, of course, if you are an arahant, every day when you eat, lai, gong yang, lai. But if you are not, then when you are receiving offering, you should consider, okay, must better at least go and do some practices. So, this is the second part. Now, for lay people, we may think, oh, but I'm not a monk, ma. I buy my own food, ma. But also good to consider. Yeah? Good to consider. Have we done anything of value with our life? Yeah? Just because we have money, don't think that you always can get food, you know? Mm. Yeah. 福报尽的时候，你再有钱就是买不到食物，就是要你饿死。 阿弥陀佛， not laughing and then gleefully. But it's the, I tell you, it's quite amazing. Yeah, it's really quite amazing. In Singapore, we just take it for granted. 我有钱啊，有钱就可以买啊。 I tell you, sometimes suddenly when you really need that simple food or simple medication. But when your merits is not there, suddenly all your friends suddenly busy, you know. For some reason nobody is around. Oh, I tell you, panic. But don't wait until that day. Yeah. Normal days when everything is well, you should do this reflection. And then with this, then you whatever, whether it's food or medication or something you receive, with gratitude. The third, 方心离过贪等为宗. Yeah, so the first is on the food, its source, the process. The second, our own cultivation. Then the third is about our attitude. While consuming, how should we consume the food? Yeah, so 方心离过, preventing, be cautious when taking in food. Be cautious. Yeah, guard the mind. Guard the mind to be free of wrongdoings, to be free of faults, yeah, free of faults. Usually for us, we don't do this. Not y'all, for some people. For some people, they are not guarding their mind to be free of faults. They are picking fault on the foot. Hey, me, how come you ordered this? These are not nice one. Yeah. Or maybe it's your husband, your wife, yeah, cook or buy the food, or maybe you're the maid, or maybe your grandparents. Then we're like, hey, this one got mushroom, I don't eat mushroom. You know, I don't eat the mushroom one, ma. Of course, having said that, yeah, when Sifu was younger, I also had funny things. Occasionally, I tell parents, no, cannot give them a choice. Huh? You must cultivate a good habit since young. You must just... Then one day, I was thinking, hey, actually, when I was really young, I have some funny habits. You know? My funny habit is, when we go out, then my parents or uncle, auntie ask me what I want to eat. It's not that I ask for, wow, San Zhen Hai Wei, wow, some amazing food. You know what I ask for? Bao ge dao hui zui. Yeah, that's what I ask for. Da bao and dao hui zui. Soya milk. Yeah, not the packet one, must be the one, you know, the breakfast, that one. Yeah. So, I remember once we were outside. I mean, this happened many times, but one time it was very memorable. Yeah, we were outside, and I can't remember where. And sometimes you can find, if you're at the market in the morning, you can definitely find it. But after, you know, by the end of the, like, lunch, you cannot find. Usually by lunchtime, Tao Hui Cui closed already. You have 9 plus, Siu Ta Liao, you know. Worse still, that day we were outside. So it's not near the market. But sometimes if you have coffee shop, you can still find it. We are not near any coffee shop. My auntie and mom, they were so nice, you know. So they initially asked me, Boy, jia peng liao hai jia si mi? Bao ga tao hui zui. Then my dua yi, she was like, But tao gana bo bao ga tao hui zui eh. Wow, they walk here, walk there, hunt high and low. Wow, I really go all out of the way looking for the food. Then after I come back, boy, I put on jiap bang la. Or we eat something else. Cui bo bao ka tao si. Why bao ka tao si? Oh, I tell you, aiya, crazy boy, I tell you. Crazy boy. Yeah. So, instead of guarding our mind, yeah, to be free of thoughts, we end up picking thought on the food. Yeah, shouldn't do that. Yeah, so what kind of thoughts? Tan den wei zhong. Yeah, so greed, hatred, and delusion. In other words, the defilements. Yeah, tan den wei zhong. So. These are in principle the kind of thoughts we should guard against. Yeah. So in the descriptive text then, Wei Xu Fang Xing Li Yu San Guo. Yeah. So one need to guard our mind. Yeah. Fang Xing, guard against the three thoughts. So greed, hatred, delusion. How do they arise? Yu sang wei shi. So, qi tan, 现在说, bu qi tan. Yu zhong wei shi. Qi chi, 现在说, bu qi chi. Yu xia wei shi. 一般是, qi chen, 现在说, bu qi, bu qi chen. So, sang zhong wei xia. So, sang wei means the taste is very exquisite. Very good tasting. Yeah, some good tasting food. What happened? Then maybe, maybe like, so when we have food lunch gathering, that's a good time to practice. That's why sometimes Sifu even say, take a bit from everything. Yeah. Don't choose. If you want to choose, can. Yeah, Sifu so mafan. Yeah, can. I mean, right? You go to the hawker center, you go to the food court, a lot of choices also. But ask yourself, whole year round, 365 days, don't we choose our own food? Where we can, we'll choose the food we like, or the food that is convenient, or the food that is cheap. Yeah, cheap and good. Not just cheap, must be good also. Yeah, just cheap, not good enough. Now, just imagine, just once a month, 12 times a year, just 12 times a year, when you come for a lunch gathering, challenge yourself a bit. Don't choose what you like. Yeah. For one, to avoid our our personal preference and craving for delightful, palatable food. For two, out of compassion for the juniors who come after us. You see, when Sifu say seniors go first, doesn't mean seniors, it's not. Yeah, but usually with seniors also don't. Seniors don't eat much. Yeah, but especially when we are having buffet, then it's a good time to practice. Yeah, to consider. When Sifu say, just take a bit from everything. Actually, that's the easy way. The difficult way is Sifu don't give instruction, and you observe your mind. When you see, oi, spaghetti, oi. Then suddenly the tongue open bigger. Yeah, just 1 cm bigger. Oh, and then go in 2 cm deeper. Oh, and then clench tight. Oh. Yeah, then after that you see asparagus. Yeah. Then just take one. Afraid you all don't have enough. Yeah. So when we talk about cultivation, Buddhism is very interesting. We say, even when we are consuming food, yeah, don't wait until you are in the forest, then you say, oh, I want to meditate, oh, I want to cultivate. Don't say, oh, I want to go and give away all my possessions. You see whether you can give away your attachment to your tongue, to your taste. Actually, this is very difficult. Because this happens every single day. 3 times, sometimes for you, 4 or 5 times. Long time ago when I was attending the novice retreat, then at the end of the retreat, we were having some mini Dharma discussion. Then all of them were, one of them asked 2 questions. That man has passed away already. He has a brain, I think brain tumor or something. So he went for surgery, there's a hole here. Yeah. For some people, you cannot take it. You see the picture, you will have trauma. But he left a deep impression in me, not because of the head, but halfway through, we were just chit-chatting. Then he said, although we have already relinquished the precept, now is our R&R time, but we should not immediately start gong out wei bo, that kind of thing. Yeah, let's have some discussion. Then everybody also paise. Then he said, why don't we discuss 2 things? Number one, what is your goal, your spiritual goal? Number two, after this, what kind of practice do you want to do when we go back to Singapore? So we went around, everybody want to be Da Pusa, Da Fu, whatever. Well, then I only want to be Arahan. Then they say, go back, they want to 每天做早晚课. 要送金刚经, 要送什么经, up to me. I tell them, 我要吃少一点. really 杀风景. Yeah. I told them this not to just try to be funny. I wasn't trying to be funny. But for me, it was just something very simple. That this was one area I saw that, it has occurred to me that I really don't need so much food. So why should I eat so much food? Yeah. So when we look at the teachings, this is just one example. In so many areas, there's Dharma to be seen. There's Dharma to be practiced. Yeah. So the 3, delightful food, tasty food, the food that is bland, that is not so tasty, yeah. Tasty food, we tend to give rise to greed. Tend to. It is not a must that we must give rise to greed. It is not a definite that we will give rise to greed. But we should guard against that. Because for greed to arise, just like that. Before you know it, it has already arisen how many times? Likewise, aversion. If you translate this to hatred, we may think, no, Sifu, I never have this. Haven't you heard of people say, I hate mushroom. Yeah, I hate this food. Yeah, Well, of course, when they say that, it's different from when they say they hate a person. Yeah? But the nature is the same, aversion. Yeah? Repulse with it. Not repulse in the sense of renunciation, but dislike. Dislike. Oh. So then for those that is neither very special or very lousy, then we have delusion. Yeah. Because it's not enough to draw our attention, we just eat without knowing what's happening. Yeah. Without clarity, without wisdom. So avoiding these three faults. Yeah. If you don't, 否则不知惭愧堕三恶道. Wow. Seems like every turn you fall into the three lower realms. Nobody laughing. Everybody's either so stressed or like no idea what's going on already. Yeah. 故受时时当作此观. So, the Buddha set very high standard for us. So, the third, inwards already. Yeah, second is starting to be inwards. Then third, our attitude when we are eating. Yeah, what kind of practice to be doing. And then the fourth, again on the attitude. Now, is taking a step further back to consider, how do you relate to food? 正是良药，未了行故. So this 正是, so this, what is this 正是? So this 正是 is referring to cultivation. So when you want to cultivate, can you do with your body being sick? Cannot. Yeah. You need your body to be healthy in order to do your cultivation. And you need the correct medicine for doing this cultivation. And so, food is considered the suitable medicine. But what kind of sickness of the body do we have? Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. This is actually recognized by WHO, World Health Organization. Yeah, hunger is a world epidemic. You can die of starvation. You don't have food for long enough. You have malnutrition and then you die. Yeah. In order to complete your training, in order to do your cultivation, you still need to eat. Yeah. This is to counter those who are like, oh yeah, so mafan ah, food. Ah, I don't eat. Cannot. You need this body. You cannot say, oh, I just eat little until what? Like the Buddha when he was doing extreme asceticism. Yeah. He tried that. Didn't work. Yeah. He said it very clearly after that. This doesn't work. It only causes more suffering. Doesn't remove suffering. Cause the body and mind to become agitated. So, 无意苦恨, that is 无意苦恨, fruitless asceticism. Asceticism is okay, but extreme asceticism in terms of eating very little, that is fruitless, not fruitful. Yeah. So, eat in moderation. How do we eat in moderation? Earlier on, with different approaches than here. Further, change your mindset. Look at food like medicine. Ask yourself, when you are free, yeah, you watch when you are at home watching TV, watch halfway, then advertisement, do you then go to the kitchen, get Panadol? Then your family member, hey, what do you think? Panadol. Huh? Panadol? Why are you eating Panadol? The day he did eat, quite nice. Yeah. I recovered, so now I eat more. Yeah, in anticipation. We never do that for any medication. Except for those who are really sick already. But it's mentally sick. There are people who take cough syrup. Yeah, because cough syrup has one of the elements which is the same as the, I don't know, marijuana or something. But you need to take large quantity. I didn't know until someone came to me for counseling. Yeah, and then the person told me that, Shifu, very common already. the way the person said is like everybody is taking roll. Then I'm like, really? He was saying, serious, Sifu, you can go and ask around. I'm like, how am I supposed to go and ask around? Now he said, all those who drive taxi, those who are bus driver, you go and ask even celebrities, all director, I know one, they all take. Oh, really? I don't know, I don't know how true. Yeah, but scary. Yeah. So that is already not relating to medicine currently. Yeah. But for us is, we relate to food as, wow. We don't see food in the right light. Yeah. So this, for those who are cultivators, if you want to cultivate, you should look at food as a medicine. Yeah. 为了行故. Yeah. So in order to cure this thing, it's referring to our body. Yeah. Yeah. In order to cure this body of any of the suffering. Yeah. What suffering? Namely, hunger and thirst. Yeah, hungry man or girl is, man or woman is angry man or woman. If you're too hungry, you cannot concentrate. Yeah, if you're too hungry. Then how about 8 precepts? Usually when you're observing 8 precepts, you find that, not so hungry. Maybe you can still feel something, but you relate to that feeling differently. You don't automatically, hungry. Yeah, so it's really a mindset. So, 为饥渴, 为主病. Of course, there are other form of illnesses. Why is it not included? Because here we are talking about food. Yeah, and generally, most people do not take medicine for fun. Whereas we would eat more than what we need, really.
故须以食为药,
不起贪着, 不起贪着. So, considering 以食为药, food as medicine. You 6-2. I 7-5. You 3-4. What? Small kids are very fun. Yeah, very fun when it's not yours. When it's yours, not so fun. Yeah. When it's not yours, once a week, once, twice a week, come play. Then a few hours, okay, you go back, bye-bye. Very fun. Yeah. It's just like going for a tour, you know. When you go for a tour, got nice room, nice bed. That's very fun. You have to own it. You have to take care of it. Not so fun anymore.
未成道业应受此食.
Yeah. So it's all linked. Why do we take the food? All but for the purpose. For accomplishing our holy life. For completing the path. Yeah, for the sake of cultivation.
未成道业.
So this Tao. Not the Taoism Tao, but it's the same word. Yeah. So this is talking about the path, the spiritual path, or more specifically we can refer to it as the Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah. So this Ye. So Tao Ye. So Ye usually refer to karma. Yeah, but here also refer to karma, but a specific kind of karma. Karma is action, so the actions regarding the path. In other words, cultivation. Yeah. So 未成道业, for the sake of accomplishing the cultivation, the practice, then 应受此食. So then you should receive this food. Yeah. There are some people who have 厌食症. I don't want to eat, Yeah. Or they, sometimes when we learn Dharma, then we sometimes get the wrong impression. Just like I said, eat lesser. Don't eat, better still. Yeah. But You should. Yeah. Like keep in mind, what is the purpose of my of eating this food in order to accomplish the path? Yeah. So, 为不食者饥渴病身，难成道业。 So some of these are linked. 而多食致患，少食气衰。 So I don't know how many of you have experienced this. Singaporeans nowadays seldom. 少食气衰。 How many of you have eaten so little that you feel dizzy? You have. You every time have one though. Huh? How come you eat so little? Army, that one not by choice. But army, they force feed you a lot of food, aren't they? I put on weight when I went into army. You know. Training? I also went through training, what? I put on weight. So during that special training, what kind of special force were you in?
Commando.
Oh, cannot say one, Yeah, for me, it's the normal just eat, sleep one. So, that's why. Yeah, some people say, oh, the army food you eat so much. Quite nice. But sometimes the army food is really horrible. The famous, the mee rebus. Wow, mee rebus is, steady. Yeah, the cookhouse mee rebus. When you receive it, right, I tell you, you will not be able to 计功多少量比来处 because you cannot make out what it is. Is this yellow globe? And then there's some yellow thing there, and then they put the sauce on top. Then you're like, what is this again? Nowadays, army boys don't have the privilege of having cookhouse food. Everything is from SFI, the Singapore Food Industry. Can imagine next time they don't have funny story to tell. So, the last one, in a way, is about moderation. So, 自多食而多食致患. If you eat too much, then you will create problem also. You eat too little, you become too weak. So you must eat in moderation. 故必食得适量, 以知身修道, So 与食之量. So with respect to food, eat in moderation. The alms bowl in the Chinese tradition is called 应量器. 应量器, 应该的应, 量, 多少的量, 气, 容器的气. So it is the moderation bowl. So when you keep using the same bowl, then after a while you know roughly how much you need in this bowl. When you go beyond, you know jialat already. I couldn't. So you just receive up to the amount. So during one of the retreat long time ago, the instructor monk told us, not to eat too much, otherwise you become drowsy and so on. Eat mindfully. I saw, 芹菜, You know, 芹菜 got a kick. Then the celery. Then I thought, cannot be picky. Initially was when you crunch. Usually when we eat food that we don't like to eat, we just put all the way inside. But during the retreat, so eat slowly. Then the crunchy celery, all the juice. Explosion of all the, that very rawness. I don't know how many cells died. But the interesting thing is that when I made myself go through that, Then after a few bites, then I observe the arising of the different tastes, and then the taste subsiding. Then I'm like, what am I repulsed over this collection of tastes? Which part is repulsive? Nothing. Yeah. So I didn't have much major accomplishment, yeah, but I overcome my aversion for celery. 你们要找那种没有成大气的就找我。 Then, so, I just eat one bowl of porridge in the morning and one bowl of rice for lunch. Not big bowl, like nowadays, you all give me such a big bowl sometimes. It's like the, you know, the 餐馆, and they give you the small bowl, like 不然要怎么吃那种, yeah. When you put the rice in, then you put vegetable, it will flow all over the place. Yeah, so you really have to eat mindfully and slowly. So after the first day, 上殿, yeah, go for puja. 如想杂，哇，我是睡不够。 Yeah, because I'm not so used to the timing. So I thought, 应该是睡不够. Wow. The moment there's rest, wow, chong ah, go back. I sleep until my bunk mates, all the other novice monk, call me pig. Say, 整天睡,不可以整天睡,起来. Yeah, but then they observe something. Even though I'm sleeping, the moment 打板, I'm the first to just, 噔. Then there was once they were talking, then they called my name. Then the moment they called my name, I thum, 什么事? Then they were like, 你不是在睡吗? 是啊,我在睡啊. Then they were like, 睡为什么我们叫你,你就立刻起来? 我听到了. But honestly, I was sleeping. Yeah. So there was quite a bit of clarity also, even when you are sleeping. It can be done. Yeah. Have enough rest, but not too much rest, and not too much sleep, and not too much food. But I sleep, very alert. But then the moment, so after the second or third day, I was like, 不对, something is wrong. So I decided, maybe eating too little. So, during the third or fourth day, breakfast, I asked for one more bowl. Well, then was he the bang? I think he's the banzang, or was the banzang. Then he, 我吃这么多! And you know, the former meal is supposed to be complete silence. Then he blurted out, 我吃这么多! Wow, super funny. Then breakfast commented. Then lunch, before I could even, then 他就看着我. 然后我就, 我也吃. After that, 如想杂, 喂, 不会, then that's how I know, oh, that was not drowsy, that was dizzy. Because in my whole life, never dizzy before. So don't know what it's like to be dizzy. Didn't know that is dizzy. Yeah. So, not too much food, not too little food. Yeah. It's not one line. It's actually a narrow band. Yeah. You exceed, you become drowsy. You eat below that, you become dizzy. Yeah, become dizzy. I wonder whether some people, you know, they have 贫血. Anemic. I wonder whether is it because they are constantly eating below the mark. No, huh? Some people, they eat enough, but then their absorption is not good. So sometimes it's your physiology, you know. My body is so far so good. Yeah. So anything I throw inside, they manage to take care of it. Yeah. But, so you all should not be like, oh yeah, 师傅, you know, offer you, then you just eat so little, then you, well, 打包, then I don't know what you do after that, 打包, maybe throw away, don't worry, I eat everything. Yeah, but I cannot possibly eat everything all at once. Yeah, when I was in my 20s, can. 20s, 10 prata, like, really, some more supper, some more, no, in uni, supper, I ordered, hall supper, like among the few of us, they all play chua tai ti, then some of them watching video, what, then say, one of them got a bike, they want to go to Jurong West, go and buy prata. Then I say, order. Then they count, my attitude is, count, get 20 lah, you know. So they all, okay lah. Yeah, I'm like that even last time. I said, don't count lah, just get 20, I pay for it. Then when they came back, then, okay, prata lai lo. Who ordered? One here. One? You eat one? I ordered 20, you eat one? Who else? Half. What is this? Why in the end? Give. Until in the end, I think it's not 10 or maybe 12. Wow, then, more, so many prata. I mean, all boys, all guys, no. I thought, come on, each person at least 3 ma. 6% gao dian already. In the end, 1, then half there. Wow, 真的是大失所望。So in the end, I'm like, okay, I'll so I eat myself. And it's not a tiny prata, like this time. Yeah, but at that age, 年轻力壮, eat. 哇, 开玩笑。唉，但是今日不如往年，再哈下去就完了。Yeah, even if it doesn't come out this way, the metabolism has dropped so much. Yeah, so just a bit, and the band has reduced. Yeah, so the band has reduced downwards. So exit, just eat a bit more, then it exited already. Then you'll be, Yeah, so don't worry, the food is well taken care of. Yeah. So let me see what else. Oh, got question? Wait, huh? Okay. So, 有观想此五事故，啊，斋堂又称五观堂，啊，噔噔，五观堂。嗯 ，Yes, it's here. 嗯 ，Yeah. 好。So 斋堂 is also another name where we have our 用斋。Yeah, so usually when we ask 师父, I'm not so particular about this lah, but the formal speech is 师父用膳了没有？师父过堂了没有？师父用斋了没有？啊, but usually you all say 师父吃饭了没有？吃了没有啊？吃了没有？呀、yeah, ，吃了，吃了很久了，吃了很多年了。Yeah, so 用斋。So this 斋 actually has some meaning. Yeah, it means that it's part of the set of practices, of precepts. Not simply just eating the vegetarian food, but it's part of the practices. Oh. So 五观堂, this is the basis, this is the meaning. Yeah. As much as you are not monastic, but I think many of the teachings, is meaningful. It's meaningful. We can actually use it in our daily life. And the rest thing about it, morning when before you eat, you just do a quick reflection. Yeah, starting off with gratitude towards those who prepare your food. Yeah, then after that, considering early morning ma haven't do much ma. So before you have your meal, do light offering, do water offering. Do something wholesome first before you feed yourself. Then after that, consider, what kind of attitude should I have towards the food? How do I eat the food? Your mommy wake up early morning, prepare for you, then you're like, 哎呀妈不用啦，都跟你讲不用了啦，哎呀很麻烦啦。No, we should have gratitude. Then maybe that day the food, maybe not so nice, we take it with gratitude. We just take it, watch ourselves. Is there aversion arising? Is that a version arising? I tell you, the Buddha has said that It is said about the Buddha that in his whole life, whatever food he received gave rise to the most delightful taste. One angle is, it's because of his merit. So whatever food he received, it becomes like nectar. Yeah. But another angle is, he would of course, we can assume that the Buddha is a person with gratitude. And I tell you, when you have gratitude, and if you are not picky, then you find that your world is very different, you know. I must say that, although when I was a child, I would have like pao ka ta wei zui. But, and besides that, when I was a kid at home, I was a heavy meat eater. One meal without ba tao, yeah, minimally ba tao, you know the ba tao, you know what is ba tao? Without that, wow, I would like, put on a, you know, unhappy face, you know. Yeah? Egg and ba tao, wow, muscle. Yeah, but gradually, I don't know what happened. Yeah, over the years, by the time I reached secondary school, like Tin Tai, then my mom one day even asked me, "Hey boy, mama, zip lo kun chu, kui to, liao jun a ge gong, nang jia zhe ho bo." Yeah, because she went through operation, then you know, suggested my younger sister suggested, "Hey, why don't we go on vegetarian diet?" Now when I think about it, hey, very kind of my parents to ask me. I mean, they can just decide, well, who am I to say yes or no, right? But so kind and compassionate. Yeah. So somehow, by that time, I'm like, oh, okay, lor. Yeah. Maybe out of consideration for my mom also. Lah. Yeah. But things can change. And when it changed, I can tell you, all these years, I seldom eat anything that I don't find tasty. I don't say that I'm like Buddha or got the kind of merits. But simply because if you don't pick on the food, you find that most food okay one. Okay, no problem. Yeah. But if a person is picky, then your world has okay food, not okay food, food. My world, everything is nice. Which kind of world do you want to create for yourself? So it's here raising up. What is the question?
Sometimes when we go for retreat, then we get these lunch boxes called lunch. You cannot choose. So what do you suggest? Because I see a lot of people wasting the food. Okay, that part about you says that even we don't like, we try to eat during retreat, we do that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because we're giving the food, are we supposed to finish everything? Or if we cannot finish, we throw them.
So during the last retreat that happened in for UR8, at the start of the lunch, I actually asked the volunteers to open the access pack and pass around. Those who need more, they can take. Those who cannot eat so much, they can scoop out. Before you eat lah, don't eat halfway then. Or don't like that. Pick. Aiyah, this one, this one, this one, then stir, then this one, I don't want.
So are we supposed to finish everything in that?
So
if we eat less,
so you can do what I just mentioned. So you can ask for either container or you can apportion it out first. Yeah, like the cover, you can put it into cover and then inform the volunteers that you didn't touch this. Or you can prior to the retreat suggest to the organizers for some accommodation in this way.
Because for me, I don't eat brinjal and I don't eat bitter gourd. So you know, but during retreats got no choice. I just
next retreat, please make sure we have brinjal and bitter gourd. 为了你好. A lot of people throw, that's your problem. We don't throw.
If it's too much, we just apportion out first before we eat.
But don't come and tell me you apportion 90% of the brinjal away. Then you say, oh, that's too much for me. I just eat one strand of the brinjal.
So that's what we tend to do. Because if we
So we have to be realistic, to be truthful to ourselves. Yeah, of the whole dish, yeah, the whole pack, then maybe there's a bit of rice, then a bit of chami, then after that got brinjal, got bitter gourd, then got the kolo yok, the veggie kolo yok, then after that there's portobello mushroom. Then you're like, wow, so much food. Ah, I think I better let people have a chance to eat the brinjal and the bitter gourd. So, I mean, ask yourself, when we go for a retreat, what are we there for? If we are there to enjoy food, don't have to go there. Singapore, there's a lot of places you can buy food. But even when we are not at a retreat, we should ask ourselves. We don't have to do it every day, but maybe do it once a week. Yeah, challenge ourselves. The food you don't like, you go and order. You purposely go and order the food you don't like. Yeah, you know, there was one day when I was at one of the vegetarian store, Shu Vegetarian. Then I commented, I realized that I never ordered char bee hoon. You know, I always say I like char bee hoon, but many times you go and ask, you know, I seldom order char bee hoon. Yeah, I don't say I'm a good cultivator, this is nothing actually. Yeah, but this is the thing. Yeah, we usually order what we like. So many times I actually purposely don't order what I like. So sometimes you all think that I like this, I like that. I'm actually trying to order the things that I'm not into. Yeah, you go and think about it. At Shu Vegetarian or at say, I never order char bee hoon. Easy to order what you like. Then what's the point? Yeah, what's the point? Yes.
I have a question. Ever since I read from a book saying that, you know, when you eat all the animals, our stomach is a graveyard. So from that onward, I try to cut down on all those eating of animals, that big animals.
Oh.
But unfortunately, for health purposes, they say that I must actually consume, like for example, more meat, to help my so how do I go about it? I'm actually in a dilemma, whether eat for my own health or abstain from eating it.
So is it number one, is it a prescription from the doctor?
Abstain from?
Is it an instruction from the doctor? From doctor.
Yes.
Really doctor.
Yes.
Not quack doctor.
Doctor.
A Western doctor.
It's from the doctor, but because, you know, beef actually helps to I try to find alternative, but anemic.
So if you're anemic, you can try eating beetroot to supplement your diet.
I actually tried beetroot.
You tried beetroot also. How long did you try? How long did you try?
How long did you try to eat beetroot?
I think it's about 1 year
or so.
Oh, that's long. Then what is your normal diet?
The doctor.
What is your normal diet?
What is your normal diet?
What is your normal diet?
What do you eat normal?
Eat normally. I used to eat normal
things. I know it's normal thing, but...
meat.
Yeah. But what do you eat? Very quickly.
Fish.
Fish is meat, right? What are you talking about?
Not the meat that's in the meaty part of the chicken.
Then doesn't, in a way, it doesn't matter anymore, right? If you're eating fish. So you were eating fish, and you were still anemic.
I eat fish, more vegetables.
But what vegetables do you eat?
Kalang and broccoli. Spinach.
You cook at home or eat outside?
And beetroot as well. Beetroot as well.
How do you cook? Look at me lah. I can talk also ma. How do you cook?
I actually steam it.
Steam it?
steam the vegetables or...
Please la. Don't be so hard on yourself la. Please, oh. This is for everybody, okay? Please don't give vegetarian diet a bad name. Please don't go and steam your vegetable and then think that, oh, this is very healthy. Okay, first of all, if you can, like there are a few things to consider. Healthy, tasty, healthy and tasty, okay? So, healthy and tasty, not healthy or healthy. Not tasty or tasty. Okay, so you have healthy and you know. So, you got to ask yourself, if the food is not healthy and not tasty, would you eat? If it's healthy and tasty,
yes.
Why not, right? If it's tasty but not so healthy, yes. Most people are yes lah, don't get it. Yeah. If you're healthy, you will, my doctor said I'm very healthy, eat. Healthy but not tasty, if you have a choice, you will not eat. Tasty but not healthy, if you have a choice, you will eat. You see the difference? Don't torture yourself. Go and eat healthy but not so exciting food. Yeah. No. Before somebody raise their hand. Of course, if you are someone who are happy to just, you know, just go to the pot in your garden and just, you know, who am I to judge, right? Yeah, you are happy, I'm happy, it's okay. But for most people, when you eat too much boiled food, it's actually not so good also. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a nutritionist, so I cannot come out with reports and tell you, oh, this and that. And yes, a lot of nutritionists say, oh, you must, vegetable, you cannot overcook it, otherwise you'll destroy the nutrient. There was a monk who tell me all this. So I look at the monk and said, Chinese have been cooking with zhen zhu, cao, small, a whole range of cooking style. Chinese population have always been booming. Are you telling me that all of them are eating rubbish? Cannot be, ma. So if you want to go on vegetarian diet, sometimes it's good to learn how to cook vegetarian food also. Yeah, because then it will bring more, not to bring greed, but less aversion also. Less aversion. But you're eating fish, you're not on full vegetarian diet anyway. You're not on full vegetarian diet anyway. I don't know how to move the mouth.
That's true for it. Actually, you don't move the way that your lip is not moving.
My lip is not moving.
Moving
is it? Really? When I was a child, maybe I tried too hard to be a ventriloquist. Yeah. So as a result, I'm just talking without. Yeah. I'm totally not aware of the fact that I'm speaking without moving my lips.
I mean, no. Because I need your voice as well.
Yes, yes.
Because it goes with the voice as well as lip.
And that's why it's very confusing for you, because the voice and the lips don't match.
Because your lips don't move, your voice is very soft. So I
still very soft, ah? How about this?
Actually, Shifu, I was wondering whether you
move the mic.
You speak nearer to the mic, the mic there.
Mic test.
No, because she meant that she wants to cut down on meat. Yeah, so but then because she was the instruction from the doctor is to eat more.
Of course. The doctor have to give that prescription. They cannot give other prescription because they are doctors under the Western, you know, medical science. So if they give you instruction that is not according to that and something goes wrong with you, they are liable, you know. Yeah, and it's not about them just trying to cover themselves. But that's the, I mean, they are correct in the sense that they are doing what they are trained to do. So we cannot fault them for that. But sometimes it depends on the individual's body as well. I've been on vegetarian diet for the past 18 years or so. Full vegetarian about 16 years. I do eat eggs. Yeah. Some students, they just flip out when they see me eat eggs. To me, I don't purposely go for eggs, but if someone offers it, well, but I just don't eat meat. Yeah, I just don't eat meat. So far, in the past few years, when I go for medical checkup, the doctors, when I ask them how my health is, they look at it and they look at me like, your health is better than me. I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah. There are only two abnormalities in the report. Number one, my uric acid level. It is out of the range. It is below the normal range. So when I ask the doctor look at it and said, usually people worry when the uric acid level is higher than the range. Yours is lower, so don't have to worry. Number two, my hemoglobin cells, they are enlarged. The membrane blood cells are enlarged. So again, the doctor said there are a few different reasons. One of them could be your prolonged diet, vegetarian diet. I asked some of them before whether me staying in the highland about 3 kilometers high for about 3 to 4 years, will it affect it? Some of them said, yeah, that could affect. But then I've been back for years, so I don't know which one is a stronger driver. But the key thing is that the doctors all said the enlargement by itself is not an issue, unless another indicator has a red flag. But mine is healthy, so it's okay. So my point is that eating in moderation and eating, not being picky in what we eat, is very helpful. A lot of people say, I'm not picky, not picky. Then when you really screen through all the... if you keep on picking to choose what you like to eat, I tell you, your health cannot be that good. So make adjustments, lah. Yeah.
My question?
Yes.
Finally, my turn.
I don't know. Okay.
You know, just now, can you refer to the notes just that number three? You said the three number three.
Fang xin li guo, tan zhen wei zhong.
The last part where you said delusion. How does that come about? What are the recaptures for the first one? The tan, I understand.
No.
The second one, I know.
Zhong.
But the last one.
So no, qi chi lo.
The delusion.
Yeah, delusion.
You see, when eat, just eat like that, no.
When it is not very very nice and not very not nice, then not enough to draw our attention, and we just eat mindlessly.
So does that mean delusion? No, right?
Yes, it's delusion. Because you don't know what is happening. Think about it. Many times when we eat our meal, we are not mindful of what we are eating. We just eat. I'll tell you my own personal experience. Quite embarrassing. When I was working in R&D, one day, over lunch, we were eating and talking. Then suddenly, I looked on my plate, what happened to my food? Honest to heart, no joke. And not exactly something proud to tell people. But I was quite shocked. I was like, did I finish my food? Yeah, that's the very definition of delusion, of non-awareness. Yeah. I mean, you think back, most of you all probably don't have it so severe. I'm quite extreme in a way. Yeah. But many times when we eat, we just roughly know what we are eating, but we're not aware as we are eating.
Aware of what?
Of the food.
You know what you eat, right?
Huh?
You know what you eat. I mean, when the food serves to you, you know what is it, right?
Uh-huh.
So what is it that you're not aware of? When you really know what
food
you have.
Yeah, but you just know that it's chicken rice, but you're not aware of what chicken rice is when you are eating and tasting it. The process is mindless. Read and eat.
Yeah, sometimes we read when we eat our meal, right? So we are reading.
Ah, yeah, actually shouldn't be.
Just do one thing at a time. Because we are not mindful of what we eat, because we are reading the book and just reading ourselves.
So
this is so funny. So this is.
Thank you.
Yes. So, when it comes to eating, like, I myself also, when it comes, the food comes, I just eat. So to me, it's why they call me boy. I just eat. To eat, food is food. So whenever I go to the hawker, I won't go and pick the food. So whichever convenient, I just sit down, then I just order and just eat. So is this also part of the division?
When I was much younger, I used to think that cultivation means that you just eat whatever comes and you don't know what's, you don't know whether, if someone stopped me in the meal halfway and asked me, how is the food? My most response is, I don't know, or it's okay. But in fact, I don't really know whether it's okay. So if your case is like that, know that that's actually not cultivation. So the tendency we have is we think that, oh, those who are so into food, wow, that's not cultivation. So we sometimes get the wrong idea that just, oh, don't choose ma, don't be so picky on our food, don't be so attached to the food. So whatever comes out, then done. But those who are enlightened or those who are cultivators, they don't necessarily choose, oh, I want wonton mee, I this or that. But whatever food comes, they know clearly whatever food is in front of them. They know clearly when they are eating the first bite to the second bite, as they chew, they are aware of this whole process. And if it's salty, they know it's salty. If it's less salty, they know it's not less salty. If it's bland, they also know that it's bland. If it's bitter, so they are fully aware.
So it's like pleasant, unpleasant.
They know clearly, yes.
Process.
They know as well. Okay, very good. So I hope we can conduct ourselves, yeah, relate to food in the right way, yeah. Keeping that in mind, we can live comfortably without giving rise to greed, hatred, and delusion, and keeping our body free of hunger and thirst. We can live comfortably and be able to practice, and in your case, you all can carry out your duties at home, at work, yeah, and be able to still learn Dharma. 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，不愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道。阿弥陀佛，起立。